The eldest of five brothers and one sister, Chiune Sugihara was born January 1, 1900, between the Sino-Japanese War of 1894-95 and the Russo-Japanese War, in Yasu, Japan, which is located in the Gifu Prefecture. His father, Mitsugoro Sugihara, was the emperor's local tax collector. His mother, Yatsu, was of samurai ancestry and considered the town beauty. During his early years, Chiune's father went to work for the Japanese government in Korea. Mitsugoro wanted his son to become a doctor, but as he got older, Chiune became determined to fulfill his own dreams. He would come across an ad for seeking students looking to study abroad with the goal of working for the foreign ministry. To qualify, he'd have to successfully complete an exam. In October 1919, Chiune would be given a subsidy of 1,600 yen to go study in Harbin, China at the Harbin School, located on the Sungari River in Manchuria in northeast China. Sometimes called the Paris of the Orient. From there, Sugihara became a clerk and interpreter at the Japanese Ministry of Foreign Affairs in 1921, while also teaching Russian part-time. He went on to become one of Japan's top experts on Russian language and the Soviet Union. In 1935, he met Yukiko Kikuchi, his second wife, and would ask her to marry him. They would have three sons, Hiroki, Chiaki, Haruki, then later Nobuki. Along with her sister, Setsuko, Yukiko, Chain and their sons would relocate to Kaunas, Lithuania after he'd receive an official order from the government. His title would be vice consul to Lithuania. The family's new home would be at 30 Vaizganta Street. They moved in on October 17, 1939, officially opening the Japanese consulate. They would live on the first two floors, with the office located in the half-basement. Of the 120,000 people in Kaunas at the time, 30,000 were Jewish. And the numbers were increasing every day. World War II would begin on September 1, 1939 with Hitler's army attacking Poland with tanks, bombers, armored trucks, and soldiers on horseback. At the onslaught of the attacks, men between the ages of 16 and 60 were advised by the Polish government to leave the city so that they would not be captured by the German army. On the morning of July 27, 1940, Chiune and Yukiko would finish their breakfast, pull aside the curtain and witness a crowd of more than 100 Jews milling about the gate of 30 Vaizganta Street. Thousands more were to arrive within the next few days. They had come because they heard they might be able to get transit visas which would permit them travel through Japan and escape the Nazis who hunted them. A committee of five men were chosen to represent everyone, included a rabbi named Izzy Graudens, a man named Yehoshua Nishiri, and a third named Zorak Warhaftig. The men sat in the consulate office explaining that they were all desperate and had heard he'd be able to help them obtain visas to escape the Nazis. There was also a rumor that the Dutch consulate might be willing to issue visas to Curaçao. The following morning, another meeting was held between Chiune, the committee and acting Dutch consul Mr. Jan Zwartendijk. Sugihara would then meet with the Soviet consul seeking permission for the refugees to cross Siberia and be permitted on boats between Vladivostok and Suruga to get to Japan. The Soviet consul would agree. In an uncoded cable, rewritten by Yukiko, he asked, "I request permission to issue visas to hundreds of Jewish people who have come to the consulate here in Kaunas, seeking transit visas. They are suffering extremely. As a fellow human being, I cannot refuse their requests. Please permit me to issue visas to them. This request is a humanitarian plan. The refugees' request for visas should not be denied." One copy was sent to the Japanese ambassador in Germany, another to the Japanese ambassador in Latvia, and the third to his superior, Foreign Minister Yosuke Matsuka in Tokyo. The foreign minister would deny his request three separate times. In defiance, Chiune decides to issue them under his own authority. By action on his own government, he risked losing all chance of advancement and ruin his career. He might endanger the life of his family. Despite this, Chiune Sugihara chose to help the Jews. The following morning, he met with the Soviet consul seeking permission for the refugees to cross Siberia and be permitted on boats between Vladivostok and Suruga to get to Japan. The Soviet consul would again agree. Sugihara met with every refugee, asking for their names, age, number of individuals in each family, country of origin, country of destination, port of entry, permit for country of destination, source of funds. With the help of his staff who would collect information and stamp official seals of Japan and the emperor on the visas and passports, he handwrote each transit visa, finalizing it with his signature. With so many Jews looking for a way out, Sugihara would open the consulate doors at 8 a.m. and it would remain open late into the night as he worked to write and issue 300 visas each day. Among those receiving visas were the Zhilanka family, a woman named Zeld Bernstein, a teenager named Haya Liba Sepsinwal and her sister, 22-year-old Ludwig Salomon from Krakow, Poland. 300 would be issued for the Mir Yeshiva, a Jewish religious school. The family would receive requests from the Soviets to shut down the consulate. On August 2, Sugihara received official orders from the Japanese Foreign Ministry to immediately shut down the Japanese consulate in Kaunas and report to Berlin. Following the closure of the consulate, they spent a few days at the Hotel Metropolis. There Chiune would continue to handwrite visas, this time without the consul seal or official stamps. Only official paper. Though he'd stopped keeping count in early August 1940, his log would show that he issued more than 2,193 visas. Some for individuals, others were for entire families. The Sugiharas would leave Kaunas, boarding a train for Berlin. On June 25, 1941, Lithuanians stormed Jewish in neighborhood, Kalvu Street, slaughtering approximately 700 Jews. On August 7, over 1,000 men were arrested, taken to a secret location, and one by one gunned down. Jews were placed in ghettos with per week rations of approximately 1 kilo of bread, 125 grams of horse meat, 122 grams of flour, 75 grams of coffee substitute, 50 grams of salt, and a few potatoes per individual. Returning to Japan, Chiune would lose his career, and in 1947, his youngest son at the time, Haruki. It's estimated that Consul Sugihara issued more than 6,000 visas, and that 40,000 descendants of his visa recipients, known as Sugihara survivors, are alive because of his actions. He died on July 30, 1986. His ashes are laid to rest in Kamakura Cemetery.